Moritz, and I'm going to read you a famous story by Roald Dahl, The Enormous Crocodile. In the biggest, brownest, muddiest river in Africa, two crocodiles laid with their heads just above the water. One of the crocodiles was enormous, the other was not so big. "Do you know what I would like for lunch today?" the enormous crocodile asked. "No," the not-so-big one said. "What?" The enormous crocodile grinned, showing hundreds of sharp white teeth. "For lunch today," he said, "I would like a nice juicy little child." "I never eat children," the not-so-big one said. "Only fish." "Ho, ho, ho," cried the enormous crocodile. "I'll be if you saw a fat, juicy child paddling in the water over there, in that very moment you gulp him in one gulp." "No, I won't," the not-so-big one said. "Children are too tough and chewy." "They are tough and chewy and nasty and bitter." "Tough and chewy?" cried the enormous crocodile. "Nasty and bitter? What awful tummy watch you talk. They're juicy and yummy." "They taste so bitter," the not-so-big one said. "You'll have to cover them with sugar before you can eat them." "Children are bigger than fish," said the enormous crocodile. "You get bigger helpings." "You are greedy," the not-so-big one said. "You are the greediest croc in the whole river." "I'm the bravest croc in the whole river," said the enormous crocodile. "I'm the only one who dares to leave the water and go through the jungle to the town to look for little children to eat." "You've only done that once," nodded not-so-big one. "And what happened then?" "They all saw you coming and ran away." "Oh, but today, when you go, they won't see me at all," the enormous crocodile. "Of course they will see you," the not-so-big one said. "You're so enormous and ugly, they'll see you for miles away." The enormous crocodile grinned again, and his terrible sharp teeth sparkled like little knives in the sun. "Nobody will see me," he said, "because this time you had thought of secret plans and clever tricks." "Clever tricks?" cried the not-so-big one. "You've never done anything clever in your life. You are the stupidest croc in the whole river." "I'm the cleverest croc in the whole river," the enormous crocodile answered. "For my lunch today, I shall feast upon a fat, juicy little child when you lie here in the river feeling hunky. Goodbye." The enormous crocodile swam to the side of the river and crawled out of the water. A gigantic creature was standing in the slimy, oozing mud of the riverbank. It was Humpy, Wummy the Hippopotamus. "Hello, hello," said Humpy Wumpy. "Where on earth are you off to at this time of day?" "I have secret plans and clever tricks," said the crocodile. "Oh dear," said Humpy Wumpy. "I bet you're going to do something horrid." The enormous crocodile grinned at Humpy Wumpy and said, "I'm going to find my hungry, empty tummy with something yummy, 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 yummy." "What's so yummy?" said Humpy Wumpy. "Try to guess," said the crocodile. "It's something that walks on two legs." "You don't mean," said Humpy Wumpy. "You don't really mean you're going to eat a really child." "Of course I am," said the crocodile. "Oh, you horrid, greedy, grumptious brute," cried Humpy Wumpy. "I hope you get caught and cooked and turned into crocodile soup." The enormous crocodile laughed out loud at Humpy Wumpy. Then he waddled out into the jungle. Inside the jungle, he met Twinky the elephant. Twinky was nibbling leaves from the top of a tall tree, and he didn't know the crocodile at first. So the crocodile bit him on the leg. "Ow!" said Twinky in his deep voice. "Who did that?" "Oh, it's you, is it? You beastly crocodile. Why don't you go back to this big brown muddy river where you belong?" "I have secret plans and clever tricks," said the crocodile. You've got nasty plans and nasty tricks," said Twinkie. "You've never ever done a nice thing in your life." The enormous crocodile grinned at Twinkie and said, "I'm off to find a yummy child for lunch. Keep listening and you'll hear the bones go crunch." "Oh, you wicked beastly beast," cried Twinkie. "Oh, you foul and filthy friend. I hope you get squashed and squizzled and boiled up into crocodile stew." The enormous crocodile laughed out loud and disappeared into the thick jungle. A bit far away, he met Mugglewump the monkey. Mugglewump was sitting in the tree eating nuts. "Hello, Crocky," said Mugglewump. "What are you up to now?" "I have secret plans and clever tricks," said the crocodile. "Would you like some nuts?" said Mugglewump. "I have better things to eat than nuts," sniffed the crocodile. "I didn't think there was anything better than nuts," said Mugglewump. "Aha!" said the enormous crocodile. "The sorts of things that I'm going to eat have fingers, toenails, arms, and legs, and feet." Mugglewump laid frail and began to shake all over. You aren't really going to gobble up a little child, are you?" "Of course I am," said the crocodile. "Clothes and all. This is better with the clothes on." "Oh, you horrid hoggish croc," cried Mugglewump. "You slimy, creepy creature. I hope the buttons and buckles all stick in your throat and choke you to death." The crocodile grinned at Mugglewump and said, "I eat monkeys too." And quick as a flash, with one bite of his huge jaws, he bit through the tree that Mugglewump was sitting in. And down it came. But just in time, Mugglewump jumped into the next tree and swung away through the branches. A bit farther on, the enormous crocodile met the roly-poly bird. The roly-poly bird was building a nest in an orange tree. "Hello there, enormous crocodile," sang the roly-poly bird. "We don't often see you up here in the jungle." "Ah," said the crocodile, "I have secret plans and clever tricks." "Ah," said the "I hope it's not something nasty," said the roly-poly bird. "Nasty!" cried the crocodile. "Of course it's nasty." "Not nasty, it's delicious." "Ho, ho," he said, talking aloud to himself. "Ha, ha!" "That walk through the jungle had made me hungrier than ever. One china isn't going to be enough for me today. I won't eat full until I've eaten at least 3 juicy trails then." He started to creep forward toward the town. The enormous crocodile crept over to the place where there were lots of coconut trees. He knew the children from the town often came here looking for coconuts. The trees were too tall for them to climb, but there were also some coconuts on the ground that had fallen down. The enormous crocodile quickly collected all the coconuts that were lying on the ground. He also gathered together several fallen branches. "Now for clever trick number one," he whispered to himself. "It won't be long before I'm eating the first part of my lunch." He looked at all the coconut branches and held to twist it. He grasped the coconut in his front jaws. Pause. Then he stood straight up in the air and balancing himself on his tail. He had arranged such branches the coconut so cleverly that he now looked exactly like a small coconut tree standing among all the big coconut trees. They were brother and sister. The boy was called Toto. His sister was called Mary. They walked around looking for fallen coconuts, but they couldn't find any because the enormous crocodile had gathered them all up. "Oh, look," said Toto. "The trees over there were much smaller than others and are full of coconuts. I think I could climb, but that won't quickly easy if you help me after the first part." Toto and Mary ran toward what they thought was the small coconut tree. The enormous crocodile peered through the branches, watching them as they came closer and closer. He licked his lips. He began to dribble with excitement. Suddenly, there was a tremendous whooshing noise. It was Humpty Wumpty the hippopotamus. He came crouching and snorting out of the jungle. His head was down low, and he was galloping at a terrific speed. "Look out, Toto!" shouted Humpty Wumpty. "Look at Mary! That's not a coconut tree! It's the enormous crocodile, and he wants to eat you up!" Humpty Wumpty charged straight at the enormous crocodile. He caught him with his giant head and sent him tumbling and skipping across the ground. "Owie!" cried the crocodile. "Help! Stop! Where am I?" Toto and Mary went back to the town as fast as they could. But crocodiles are tough. It is difficult for even a hippopotamus to hurt them. The enormous crocodile picked himself up and crept toward a place where the children's playground was. "Now for clever number trick two," he said to himself. "This one is certain to work." There were no children in the playground in that moment. They were all in school. The enormous crocodile found a big log and placed it in the middle of the playground. Then he lay across the log and tucked in his feet so that he looked almost exactly like a seesaw. When school was over, the children came all running into the playground. "Oh, look, we have a new seesaw!" They all crowded around with excitement. go first. I will get on the other end. I want to go first. So do I, so do I. Then a girl, older than the others, said, "It's rather a funny novel start of a season, isn't it? Do you think it will be safe to sit on?"
"Of course it will," the others said. "It looks stronger than everything." The enormous crocodile opened one eye, just as tiny one. So he thought, "One of them is going to sit on your head, and I'll give a jerk in his nap, and after it'll be yum, yum, yum." At this moment, there was a splash of brown and up across and onto the top of the swing. It was Mumble Mum the monkey. "Run!" Mumble Mum shouted to the children. "All of you, run, run, run! That's not a seesaw, is it? And I was crocodile out that he wants to eat you up." The children screamed and ran for their lives. Mumble Mum disappeared back into the jungle, and the enormous crocodile was left all alone in the playground. He cursed the monkey and waddled back into the bushes to hide. "I'm getting hungrier and hungrier," he said. "I shall have to eat at least 4 children now before I am full up." The enormous crocodile stepped out of the edge of the town, taking great care not to be seen. He came to a place where they were getting ready to have a fair. There were slides and swings and dodging cars and people selling popcorn and cotton candy. There was also a big merry-go-round. The merry-go-round had marvelous wooden creatures for the children to ride on. There were white horses and lions and horses and tigers and mermaids and fish with fish tails and fearsome dragons with red tongues sticking out of their mouths. "Now for seven number 3," said the enormous crocodile, licking his lips. When no one was looking, he crept up onto the merry-go-round and put himself between a wooden lion and a fearsome dragon. He sat up a bit on his back legs and he kept very still. He looked exactly like a wooden crocodile on the merry-go-round. Soon as all star children came flocking around in the crowd, several of them ran toward the merry-go-round. Then they were very excited. "I'm going to run on a dragon," cried one. "I'm going to on a lovely white horse," said another. "I'm going on a lion," said the third one. And one little girl, whose name was Jill, said, "I'm going to ride on that funny old world wooden crocodile." The enormous crocodile kept very still, but he could see the little girl coming toward him. "Yum, yummy, yum, yum," he thought. "I'll gulp her up easily in one gulp." Suddenly there was a swish and a swoosh, and something came swishing and swooshing out of the sky. Jilly turned and ran. So did all the other children. Even the man who was working the merry-go-round jumped off and ran away as fast as he could. The enormous crocodile cursed a woolly-poly bird and waddled back into the bushes to hide. "So
hungry now. He said to himself, I could eat 6 children before I'm full up. Just outside the town, there's a pretty little field with trees and bushes all around it. This was called the picnic place. There was several wooden tables and long benches, and people and there were several wooden tables and long benches, and people were allowed to go there and have a picnic at any time. The enormous crocodile crept out to the picnic place. There was no one in sight. Now for clever number trick 4, he whispered to himself. He picked a lovely bunch of flowers and arranged it in one of the tables. From the same table, he took away one of the benches and hid it in the bushes. Then he put himself in the place where the bench had been. By tucking his head under his chest and by twisting his tail out of sight, he made himself look very much like a wooden bench with 4 legs. So 2 boys and 2 girls came along carrying baskets of food. They were all from one family, and their mother had said they could go and have a picnic together. Which table shall we sit all? Said one. Let's take the table with the lovely flowers on it. Said another. The enormous crocodile kept as quiet as a mouse. I shall eat it all, he said to himself. They will come and sit on my back, and I'll squizzle my head around quickly, and after that there'll be a squish, crunch, gallop. Suddenly, a deep, big voice came from the jungle. Stand back, children, stand back, stand back. The children stopped and stared at the place where the voice was coming from. Then with the crashing of branches, Trunky the elephant came rushing out of the jungle. That's not a bench what you're going to sit on, Lord. It's an enormous crocodile, and he wants to eat you all up. Trunky trotted over to the spot where the enormous crocodile was standing, and quick as a flash, he wrapped his trunk around the crocodile's tail and hoisted him into the air. Hey, let me go! Yelled the enormous crocodile, who was now dangling upside down. Hey, let me go! Let me go! No, Twinkie said, I'll not let you go. We all had quite enough of your travel tricks. Trunky began to swing the crocodile round and round in the air. At first, he swung him slowly. Then he swung him faster and faster and faster and faster still. Soon, the enormous crocodile was just a blurry circle going round and round and round on Trunky's head. Suddenly, Trunky let go of crocodile's tail, and the crocodile went shooting up high in the sky like a huge green rocket. Up and up he went, higher and higher, faster and faster. He was going so fast and so high that soon the earth was just a tiny dot miles away. He was on and on. He was far in space. He was past the moon. He was past stars and planets. Until at last, with the most tremendous bang, the enormous crocodile crashed himself into the hot, hot sun. And he was sizzled up like a sausage.